Patty DeGangeve and Shirley Gutkowski are known for bringing their Midwestern sensibility to today's health issues with an eye towards the future. With decades of experience in clinical dental hygiene, writing about it, speaking on it, and pondering over all aspects of it, Patty and Shirley challenge dental hygienists to reach higher levels of revolutionary thinking to meet 21st century patient needs, wants, and expectations. Beware their infectious excitement. It can be catchy.
So, here we are again. This is Shirley Gutkowski.
And Patty DeGangeve.
Welcome to the Modern Millennial Hygienist. And today we're going to be talking about our article about a fake dental hygiene degree. We struggled a little bit with the title of that, but I think it's really accurate. What do you think, Patty?
A fake? You know, I don't think my degree is fake. I mean, I did a lot of hours to get this associate degree.
What you did is you had enough hours and you paid enough, well, maybe not back in the 70s, but certainly today, you've, in time, money, effort, and every other measuring thing that we have with respect to school, you really did end up with a bachelor's degree. Today's dental hygienist is on a waiting list for 2 years. They're taking credits during those 2 years at the same school that they're going to get their associate's degree from. But the politics of community colleges don't allow them to offer a baccalaureate degree. They can only offer an associate's degree. So you end up, as a student, with nearly 120 credits when you're done and an associate's degree.
You know, it's interesting because I do programs in some of the local hygiene schools, and fully 45 to 50% of the people going into hygiene school at this time have a bachelor's or a master's even in another discipline, yet they still have to take this same curriculum, and they come out in all those hours, and so then they have an associate's on top of a master's. How does that make any sense?
Well, it doesn't make any sense, but it's the associate's degree that gets you the chance to apply for national board exam. Mm-hmm. And then you have an opportunity to apply to your state for a dental hygienist license. So you have to get, you know, you have to jump those hoops. But why is it that we only have an associate's degree at the end? I mean, that's the piece that's really insane. So for the candidate that you're describing that already has a master's degree, they would still need to have dental hygiene courses in order to apply for the national board exam.
So what's your credential when you get done? Do you have, you know, PhD, RDHAS?
Yeah.
Really? There's something nonsensical about this. Something doesn't make any sense. And the thing is that, you know, there's also the whole idea of if you only have a two-year degree, I've certainly heard that in the political realm of the reason why hygienists aren't qualified too. And yet the reality is it doesn't make sense. And really only the hygienists themselves know it. And because I don't even think a lot of people in dentistry know it. Some people in organized dentistry know, but not the average dentist.
No, not the average employer.
And none of the public gets any of that.
No.
They don't understand it at all. And that's why, you know, I know that Trish O'Hara, certainly a name that we all know from in dental hygiene, has done something really different and absolutely fantastic. And you spent some time talking to her last summer, right?
Yeah, I did. And there's a link to the interview that I did with her for Crosslink Radio as part of this article. And what she did, well, she put her money where her mouth was, is what she did. She was involved in organized orofacial myofunctional therapy. And there are two main tracks to become an orofacial myofunctional therapist. And one track is if you are a speech pathologist, you can sit for that kind of training. And if you're a dental hygienist. And the speech pathology students have a baccalaureate degree. And they would look down their nose at what dental hygienists were bringing to this curriculum. And they were of the mind that it's a 2-year associate's degree, so yada yada, what do you know, get out of my face, kind of an attitude. And so she sat down and she went course for course, credit for credit, and she found that an associate's degree dental hygienist has almost an entire amount of credit. And what in her calculation, she found that there were more credits for the dental hygienist as compared to the speech pathologist. So she was like, how is this happening? What the hell is happening here? Pardon my French. And so she went out and she started her own university to accommodate that. And she had to do some hurdle jumping, as you can imagine. But she is offering a baccalaureate degree in almost no time at all.
Here, wait a second. So is this like when I sometimes see, you know, Bill's Bank? Makes me wonder, going, Bill's Bank? So this is O'Hare University? It is incredible. What's the story behind it?
Well, she did all of the math, and then what she found out is that technical colleges are only allowed to offer an associate's degree for however many credits. If you took 200 credits at an associate degree school, you can only ever get one associate's degree after another. And so in order for her to offer what she wanted to offer, she had to go offshore. So she got together with Timothy Ives in the UK, and their system is a little bit different over there. So she had an online school that was, and I don't want to give away the whole interview, but the online school then made it possible for her to do a bachelor's degree, but you can't get accredited right off the bat. So
that's the same as any dental hygiene program, right? They have to come up and they have to do, what, certain amount of classes, certain amount of graduates before
you can
apply for it?
Right, and you have to prove that you're a university and that you've graduated some students and that the students were happy or whatever. I don't know what all there is there, but she had to go through that. She's now an accredited school.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So,
and I know a couple of my friends that
a lot of people.
You know, I got to be honest with you, since I attained my bachelor's, because I was practiced 15 years as a clinician, and then I went back, and in the 20-some years since I've attained my bachelor's, nobody ever asked me how I got it, number one.
Or what school.
And it's not that that's a good or bad thing. It's just the reality of the world. And this idea of having an associate degree, I know with my children, I encouraged, especially my youngest son, because with the millennials, bachelor's is equals to high school. No, I didn't think bachelor's is equal to high school. It's almost equal to eighth grade opening. It's a minimum for getting into a job market at all.
Right.
For where we are in this millennium and as we move forward. And that's where this was something that was really, really holding back. Well, what's interesting is, what I know is, I don't know when I got to be an ADHA policy geek. Believe me, it's not my natural being. But one of the things I found that ADHA has in policy, and we think, well, it's just this year, since the 2000s. No, it's actually been in policy since 1985. We're 30 years into having into policy that bachelor's should be an entry level for dental hygiene. But the thing is what have we done about it? Why
you
hasn't
can't
this
do
moved
anything? The reason why you can't move it forward is because the ADA, the American Dental Association, accredits the schools, sets the rules for classes, tells the schools what classes to offer, and then goes in and checks and makes sure that they're teaching the classes right. It is an ADA thing. And dental hygienists group together as part of ADHA have absolutely nothing to say. It is just a wish.
Excuse me, we have one member that gets to be on CODA, on the Commission of Dental Accreditation. Wow, that means we lose, what, 5 to 1 or whatever? Yeah, it's part of it. What is also concerned is rather than an increasing number of 4-year schools, we have a decreasing number of 4-year programs, and the transferability is the issue, and where you got your credits from. I have a friend that has exactly what you described. She has 3 associate degrees, and she has moved it from trying to move out of a clinical realm into a sales position or something to use all of these different skill sets that she's developed over the years with her experience. Yet in the corporate world, 3 associate degrees equals nothing.
No, nothing, right.
Nothing in their eyes.
They use a baccalaureate degree or an undergraduate degree, get the under part, as a screening tool. if you don't have a bachelor's degree, there's enough people that do have one that they don't even need to consider you. And unless you have an introduction into the company with people who make decisions, then you are flat out of luck. You need to have a baccalaureate degree at minimum. They don't care what. It could be in underwater basket weaving. It doesn't matter. And that's why we've, you know, Beth Thompson tried to get this all together and offer a solution with Career Fusion and get those introductions so that you don't go all the way for a baccalaureate degree and the expense and everything, and you can use your education, but you still have to make an impression and you still have to be suave and blah, blah, and all that stuff in order to get past that baccalaureate degree requirement in a lot of these companies. So I hope everybody likes the article.
Yeah, because you know what? Because we like spicy, please read the article, because we make the analogy of a lot of this situation is very akin to battered spouses. Now, did I say that to be controversial? Oh, yeah. Because you know what? That's what this is all about. Being a modern millennial hygienist isn't just toeing the line, isn't just saying what we think is politically correct. It's about challenging things. It's about challenging the system. And that's what this is all about. You know, that's what, whether you're a boomer, a Gen Xer, or whatever, our millennial coworkers can show us a lot because they question the systems. And it's time to not just question them, but figure out how to fix them. Can't wait to talk more about that in another time, Shirley.
Yeah, this is a topic that could go on, and I'm hoping to see some comments below in Facebook and in Modern Hygienist on their website. So I'm looking forward to that. Thanks, Patty.
Thanks, Shirley. Look forward to talking to you soon. Like 3.5 seconds. All right, that was awesome.